Hello and welcome to Self-Love in Action. Many of us lack the confidence and skills to create healthy boundaries. In this audio, you'll be putting theory into practice so you start setting boundaries from a loving space that respects your own needs. This is definitely my favorite. In the first audio, you'd learn to listen to your body and bring awareness to some of your unconscious patterns. In the second audio, you engaged your five senses to experience what it felt like to be energetically empowered. And today, you'll actually be putting theory into practice. I'm curious if you recall any articles about famous sports figures or Olympic athletes like Tiger Woods, who shared the secret of their winning lap or golf swing. And aside from their regular training, these superstars would replay their winning moves over and over again in their mind's eye while engaging their senses and experiencing it in 3D reality. What they were doing was rewiring the neural pathways in their brain, and you're going to do something similar in today's guided practice. Before we get started with putting love into action and theory into practice, find a comfortable place to sit or lay down where you'll be undisturbed for the next 15 minutes. If you need to, push pause while you set yourself up. Now I invite you to gently close your eyes and observe the natural flow of your breath. On the inhale, notice the gentle expansion inside your body. On the exhale, feel it soften and relax, releasing any tension that you've accumulated from your day. Invite your thoughts to slow down as you begin to drop into a deeper place of stillness and presence. In the following process, you'll work with one person who you habitually blame or complain about, who never seems to change. But before we continue, understand that the truth is you can't change anyone. You can only change how you respond to them. Because if you continue to react in the same ways, you will keep enabling the same behaviors and unhealthy dynamics that keep on playing out between you. So bring to mind that one particular person that you want to shift the power dynamic with, so you can start to begin setting healthy boundaries. There may be a few people, but for this exercise, just pick one. You may be feeling anxious about a meeting or dreading a certain discussion. And as you bring this person to mind, notice what you fear or dread most about the situation. What usually happens? How does the conversation play out? What do they say to you? Notice the dialogue between you both and what triggers you. Do you find yourself undermining your own needs or suppressing your own opinions? What is it that doesn't feel right about the situation? What did you agree to that you later regret? Or maybe even resented. How did you give your power away? Now I invite you to shift your focus and get crystal clear on how you want to feel the next time that you interact with this person. How can you hold an empowered space for yourself? What feelings do you want to invite back into your body? Perhaps recalling sensations that you were experiencing in the last audio that made you feel good. Become clearer on how you want to feel in this situation. Really tune into that. Now adjust your posture to one of confidence, strength, and power. Opening your chest, bringing your shoulders down, straightening your posture. And allow your breath to deepen. What empowering emotions or feelings will serve and support you the most right now? Accessing a more empowered state. And beginning to amplify it. See yourself shifting how you interact with them. Begin to hear how you can establish healthy boundaries with them. Reflecting on how you'd like to respond the next time they make a request or they have an expectation from you. What do you want to say to them? What would you need to express to them that feels true for you? Do you need to say no to them? Or would it feel more in alignment for you to say maybe? I need to check in first, and I'll get back to you. What response feels most authentic to you? If that person reacted, how would you respond to them in an empowered way? What would you need to express? What would you need to say? Give yourself full permission to be seen and to be heard. Experience standing in your power, proud of who you are. And confident in what you're wanting and what you're communicating. Knowing that you can always choose. Now feeling this experience in your body, feel it radiating through your whole body. Feel it sinking right down into your bones. Letting it infuse all the cells in your body. Saying yes to yourself. I'm taking a few moments to just integrate this experience. An absolute stillness. Now bring your focus back to your natural breath flow. Gently drifting back up to the surface of consciousness. And one breath at a time, gently arriving back into present time. Wriggling your fingers and toes and taking a full breath and a big luscious stretch. And very gradually releasing and relaxing the body again. And gradually opening your eyelids. Welcome back. How was that for you? Maybe you really got into it and felt empowered. Or perhaps you felt challenged. Or maybe you even dropped off to sleep. And it doesn't matter. Whatever happened is perfect. I encourage you to keep repeating this practice on interactions with other people and different situations. Just keep practicing, each time focusing on only one person at a time. I've added a bonus badass boundary playbook to assist your process with added suggestions to support your progress. I encourage that you download these audios onto your phone or other devices that you frequently use. You can revisit this process anytime you need. If you slip up, don't beat yourself up about it. Please be gentle on yourself. As you keep practicing, it'll get easier. It's just a learning curve and a natural part of the healing process. You've been playing out this pattern for years and years, so it's going to take repeated practice to undo these old patterns. Repetition is the mother of all skills. And each time you do this, you'll refine your boundary setting skills a bit more. And if you're deeply triggered and desire a deeper level of support with this, I invite you to book a complimentary one-on-one call with me to map out your next steps. Thank you so much for your courage in showing up for yourself in this way. Sending you love and blessings on your journey to empowering yourself and your relationships by setting badass boundaries.